Fourth quarter about to begin here from Robert Doyle Stadium. North Bullitt has it at the 43-yard line. Brown drops back to pass, tries to fire a screen, and almost picked off by the Rocket defender. That was going to be Clayton O'Donohue in coverage on the screen. Was able to break that play up. That was second and 17, so now third down and long coming up for the Eagles.
You know, he read that perfectly. Number 71 for North Bullitt was trying to stay with him and block him. I think number 71 caught it right in the numbers.
That was Cody Oakes.
Third and long for the Rockets right here. We need to stop.
We talked about some situations earlier in the game where Shelby County had an opportunity to take complete control. Here's third and long. A pass to the left side. This one's going to be incomplete. Brandon Davis in coverage caught it, but he was out of bounds on the far sideline. And so pass intended for Christian Floyd is incomplete and now brings up fourth down and about 17 yards. And I believe they will bring the punt unit out onto the field.
Now, Shelby has to be careful here. They faked that one right before halftime.
Ball is at midfield, if you want to call it the 42-yard line.
William Davis
is high
for
snap. Nida gets the punt away. This is the freshman Davis who muffs the punt and falls on top of it at the, see where they'll mark him down. Going to be marked down at the 21-yard line. No return, and Shelby County's offense will come back out. Davis back there in place of Keon Stone, and he'll stay in the game. Looks like Stone going to remain out of the game. Shelby County, of course, in control with a 17-point lead, 34-17.
It'd be nice to see Shelby County eat some clock up here. Keep moving the chains.
11 minutes, 42 seconds left in this ball game. Tyler Drain still in at quarterback as Brandon Davis goes in motion. They'll fake the handoff. They'll throw a screen over here on the near sideline. That's going to be caught by number 25, Clayton O'Donohue. That's going to be good for a 13-yard gain out to the 34-yard line. And that's a first down, Shelby County. A play call we haven't seen this year, I don't believe. A nice fake of the pitch on the option. Drain just dropped back and floated a nice little pass to the short flat on the near sideline. O'Donohue was wide open.
You know, it's been said, you know, Shelby County really needs to work on their passing game.
Here's Moorhead up the middle, bounces off of defender, still on his feet, breaks a few more tackles, breaks through a few more. Holy cow. My goodness.
Michelle,
I believe that was about six different tackles. He broke through and spun over and got into North Bullitt territory. They'll spot him down at the 44-yard line and another first down Rocket.
You know, what does anybody know? Why do they need to throw it when they can bust off in a 20-yard run?
Oh, boy. Moorhead, my goodness, he his little punching bag right there just wouldn't go down. Nice run from the running back of Shelby County down to the 44-yard line of North Bullitt, and they'll call his number again. He's through the line over the 40-yard line, and they'll spot him down at the 38. Gain of about six on the play. With Keon Stone out, Moorhead's gotten the call here.
We do have Brandon Davis back in for this series.
He is back. Keyshawn Catton, though we haven't said his name a whole lot tonight, but he's done some great things away from the football. Lots of good blocks from the senior wideout. Here's second down and four. Drain, going to keep it. Thought about trying to pass it, but he just kept going back and back. He's wrapped up for a sizable loss back to the 47-yard line.
I think they were trying to do a little play action, and North Bullitt just brought the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't enough guys to block everybody.
9:47 left here in the fourth quarter. Shelby County up 34-17 with the football. And this is going to be third and long. Call it 13 yards.
And James Bradley back in.
Moorhead will line up in the backfield behind Drain. William Davis in, Brandon Davis, Keyshawn Catlett. Here's Drain rolling out. He throws near sideline and just high and out of reach for Keyshawn Catlett. And that's incomplete and bring up fourth down. And Josh Edwards will walk on to punt this one away.
It did appear the Rockets did try to work on their passing game on that series, protecting a 17-point lead.
9:21 left to play. Clock has stopped. Edwards stands at the Shelby County 41-yard line, awaiting the snap. It's a good one. And this is a
beautiful,
high, spiraling kick. Fair catch signaled at the 14-yard line by Nate Johnson. And that's where North Bullitt will take over with 9:12 left in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles trailing by 17.
That was an excellent Josh Edwards punt right there. I'm not sure what the hang time would have been, but there was no way they were going to get a return off of that and, you know, put him inside the 20-yard line.
Folks who have watched Edwards grow as a kicker and a punter and a place kicker, he has worked tremendously on the punting aspect of his game, trying to parlay it into perhaps a college career. Two running backs behind Brown. He'll hand it off up the middle. This is number 20. We haven't said Dylan Embry's name a lot tonight. Just had a handful of carries, but that one is about a 12-yard gain out to the 27-yard line.
You mentioned earlier you hadn't said Keyshawn Catlett's name very much on offense, but he saved us a touchdown right there with a clean open field tackle.
Catlett is a senior and a guy who is revered on this team as a leader, very well spoken, vocal. First and 10 from the 27-yard line, and a flag comes out here.
They could call that either way.
It looks like they're going to get Shelby County on the offsides. They sure are. It was Jordan Nava, the defensive end, who moved first across the line, and I believe that's what they'll call that, is neutral zone infraction. It's a 5-yard penalty and spotted down at the 32 now, first and 5. North Bullitt came up to the line. Quarterback called them back into a huddle so he could call the next play. And now they'll break the huddle on first and 5. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Claps twice. Here's a snap. He's going to throw deep over the middle and overthrows his man. That's Nate Johnson running the post route. Brandon Davis in coverage.
That's excellent coverage by the Rockets. They sort of run a little pick cross right there, and Rockets played it clean.
Catlett and Davis were in the secondary here on the near sideline, and that one just overthrown near midfield. Second and 5 from the 32. Same formation. We've seen this formation often. Two running backs, two to the near side.
Throttle.
It's an inside pitch to
fumble,
and it looks like Brown, the quarterback, was able to fall on it. But it was an inside pitch on the triple option to the near side.
You know, North Bullitt, the last couple of games, has had a lot of success with that. Tonight they've gone two times with it, and I don't think they've gotten a yard out of it. Great scouting by the Rockets.
Coach Greg Calvin, Coach OG, and Coach Todd Shipley calling the defenses tonight have done a good job so far of assignment football.
I wonder if anybody told Coach Shipley what Coach OG said last night on your show.
I think Coach Shipley was listening. I'll just say that.
Third down and seven from the 31 where the fumble was recovered. Here's a pass over the middle of this one. A little too far out in front again. Good coverage from Keyshawn Catlett on Nate Johnson. And that's going to bring up fourth down and seven. And with 7:33 here left in the game, down three possessions, North Bullitt may not have a choice here but to try to extend this drive. And that's exactly what they'll do. Andrew Brown coming in after getting the play from offensive coordinator on the far sideline. It'll be fourth and seven from the 31-yard line. Two wide out to each side. A running back flanks his right side. Man comes in motion. That's Noah Nida.
Trying to drive the Rockets.
A hard snap. And they will not be able to draw the Rockets offside. You've got to give the Rockets entire defense and offense both credit tonight. I believe they've been called for maybe one or two pre-snap infractions, but it has certainly worked in their favor tonight as North Bullitt has had problems with a couple of illegal procedure penalties and offside penalties on both sides of the ball tonight.
You know, I think everybody in the stands knew that they were going to try to draw them off sides of the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. So the Rockets, like you did, had good discipline right there, and we'll see what North Bullitt's going to come out with.
Coach Calvin and Coach Burley and Coach Shipley all in the huddle during the timeout. North Bullitt still deciding what they want to do here on fourth and seven. Rockets up 34-17 here. This is the second game at Robert Doyle Stadium this year for Shelby County. Last week, a big win over Oldham, 45-6. Next week, they'll hit the road and take on Bullitt East. Andrew Brown comes back out. Three wideouts to the far side. Here's the shotgun snap. Brown drops back, looks over the middle for the pass, and flags. A flag down? No, I'm mistaken. No flags down on the play here, and that pass falls incomplete, and Shelby County will turn over the North Bullitt Eagles on downs.
Well, the Rockets have got two opportunities, got an opportunity here to put some more points on the board. I guess North Bullitt felt like it. They couldn't punt it away, hold the Rockets long enough to try to get the ball back and put the game on the line right there.
7 minutes, 28 seconds left in this one. Shelby County up 34-17. Tyler Drain, the senior quarterback, takes the snap, hands off to Moorhead across the right side. He's through the line, inside the 20, down to the 15. He's flipped down over on his back. And a nice tackle down at the 13-yard line. And Caleb Moorhead still running hard for this Shelby County offense.
Rockets taking their time coming out of the huddle there, trying to burn a little clock.
An 18-yard gain on the play for Caleb Moorhead. First and 10 from the 13. Drain takes the snap. Going to keep it after trying to fake it to Moorhead. Cuts up the middle. Breaks a tackle. He's inside the 5. Still on his feet. He's going to dive for the end zone touchdown.
What an effort by Tyler Drain.
Drain was down two or three times before slipping away from tackles and dove for the goal line and got in there for his second rushing touchdown of the evening and pushing this Rockets lead out to 23 points.
You know, right there, you know, they always tell a running back, keep your legs turning, keep your legs turning. He kept them moving, spun off two guys about the 5-yard line and just kept stumbling and dove into the end zone for a nice touchdown.
We've got an injured player down. I believe it's a North Bullitt defender laying at about the 3-yard line. So Try and get an indication of...
This was more than a cramp, it appears.
Yeah, this
Looking
one...
Looking at the knee.
This one feels like it's maybe a little more serious. We'll take a short break. Come back for the extra point. Shelby County on top, 40-17.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Back here to Robert Doyle Stadium tonight. 6:55 left here in the fourth quarter. And the injured North Bullet player is now up on his own power with little assistance from the trainer, but walking off on full weight on both legs. And just sometimes you see some of these trainers and the body language of teammates and players. When he went down, some folks went over and tended to him pretty quickly as if to signify that maybe something was a little extra more was wrong with that player. But thankfully, he's off the field now, and now senior kicker Josh Edwards comes on to attempt the extra point kick, and it's up and through the upright. And so Shelby County now out to a 41-17 lead here late in the fourth quarter. We'll take another break. You're listening tonight to Rocket Football, Power 93.3.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Take on the tough jobs and a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Josh Edwards, the senior kicker, approaches the ball. This one, a high short kick. Caught at the 7-yard line. And here's the return. This is
him on the ground.
Nate Johnson. Big return out across the 35-yard line. It is Johnson on the return. They'll mark him down at the 35. And so North Bullet now trailing 24 points. Running out of time.
I'd like to see the Rockets just really set the tone here. Get another three and out. Get a good stop.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Brown, the quarterback, takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, and running back here, Nida's met at the line of scrimmage and brought down for a loss. This is going to be a loss of 2 on the play. Back to the 34. Brendan Durr getting a little playing time here in the second half of this fourth quarter.
We do have several youngsters in there.
It's the second and 12. It's going to be a option pitch to the far side. And the tackle made here by Clayton O'Donohue. And also 45, Drew Mack in on the stop for Shelby County. A gain of one on the play. Back to the 35. I was mistaken. They spotted the original return down at the 36-yard line. So third down and 11 from the 35. Clock running here with 5:35 left to play. Shelby County up 41-17. Here's a snap. Brown drops back to pass. Has time. Looks to the right side. This one is intercepted. Keyshawn Catlett. Can he get to the house? 20-15-10-5. Touchdown, Shelby County.
That's back-to-back week for Shelby County defense scoring a point.
There is a flag on the play here.
I believe it is after the play's over with, though.
Coach Shipley is on the field. He's not happy. And this penalty is a block in the back.
So that will be before the touchdown.
So that'll wipe the score out. Keyshawn Catlett going to be stripped of a pick six and an exclamation point.
That block had to happen way behind the play. And if there's one thing that Coach Shipley does not like, is a downfield block in the back behind the play.
The truth is, I think Shipley's probably more upset about the penalty because a guy like Catlett's done so many good things tonight, and he's going to get, the team's going to get stripped of obviously a score, but Catlett with a big play there on the football.
I mean, it was an excellent defensive play.
Absolutely perfectly played in the secondary. Not a great throw, but Catlett deserves credit for being in the right position to get that ball and then return it back to the end zone. And Shelby County, after the penalty, will take possession first and 10 at the North Bullet 22-yard line.
Time
and a whistle. And Shelby County calls timeout. The offensive coordinator, Nick Edwards, calling that timeout.
Shelby was a little disorganized on personnel, whether or not they were going to go with some backups out there or what. And play clock was running down, and Coach Edwards went ahead and yelled for a timeout.
41-17 with 5:17 left to play here in the game. And we do see a good sign for Shelby County is Keon Stone is back in the huddle on the offensive side. So when we thought he might not finish the game earlier, over here on the sideline, walking around, trying to get loose, he is back. He'll line up here on the slot with also James Bradley, William Davis, Clayton O'Donohue. Ethan Goree on the near side wide receiver position, and Caleb Moorhead lines up behind the senior quarterback, Tyler Drain. Stone goes in motion. They'll pitch it to him around the right side. Cuts up field before being brought down inside the 15. About an 8, maybe 9-yard gain on first down.
That's why they call it the triple option. Caleb Moorhead run up through there. One guy just cleaned his clock. Tyler Drain came out running the option. They cleaned his clock and pitched it, and the Rockets with an 8-yard pickup.
It is a second down and 2 at the 14-yard line. Stone in motion. Around the right side, they're going to fake it. Throw it over the middle to Catlett. He catches it inside the 5. And a nice pitch and catch from Drain to Keyshawn Catlett. And that's going to be good for a Rockets first down. It'll be first and goal from the 4.
great play action play right there. You faked the dive to Moorhead up through there and just pulled it straight up and hit Catlett on that quick slant.
All those misdirection pass plays where they run the fake the option to the right side and then Drain turned around to the left side and slung it out to Catlett. First in goal from the four. Stone goes in motion again to the right. They're going to throw it to Catlett. Back corner.
Ooh.
A fade route and just over the head and out of the reach for Keyshawn Catlett. And get the feeling now that after Catlett got that touchdown ripped away from him, they're trying to get him back into the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that play was the same one as last time. He faked that inside slant and headed toward the corner. We just didn't get enough air in it.
Catlett will check out of the game. Drain on second and goal from the four. Stone in motion. He'll give it to Moorhead up the middle. Bounces off of one tackler. Gets down inside the three. Let's wait to see where they spot him. It's going to be pretty close to the three-yard line. Should be third and goal from there. Clock is down now under 4 minutes at 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to play. Shelby County on top, 41-17. And they are in no hurry and in complete command. Drain barking a couple things out to Stone and William Davis now. Sends Davis in motion to the near side. They'll give it to Moorhead up the middle, and he is in there for a touchdown. Caleb Moorhead back into the end zone for Shelby County, and that's good for a touchdown.
You know, Caleb Moorhead is turning into a stud running back for the Rockets. You know, everybody was worried about how are we going to replace Manica, how are we going to replace Manica. I think we found the answer.
Yeah, I think so. I think we found a few answers here in the first four games of this young season. The Edwards kick for the extra point is through the uprights. Moorhead, Drain, Davis, Catlett, so many guys contributing to the offense. And the Rockets out to a 48-17 lead here with 3:22 to go. We'll step away. Listening to Rocket Football, WXLN Radio.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Okay, let's get you back inside.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
28-17 the score. Southern County on top of North Ford here with 3 minutes and 22 seconds left from Robert Doyle Stadium tonight. And Sean Cressup here alongside Tom Doyle. Edwards approaches the kick into the wind. This one down to the one-yard line. Takes the receiver into the end zone, but they'll return it. And he's tackled at about the 20. North Bullitt trailing big now. Comes back out. And this one all but over.
Rockets getting a lot of kids out there on the field now.
We've seen a lot of, yeah, you're right. We've seen already, even in the some important moments of this game, where a lot of youngsters are getting valuable time. North Bullitt has the first-string offense out there. Brown going to keep it on a quarterback fake to the running back and then bootleg out to the right side up to the 25. Gain of five on the play. Garen Edwards, I think, made the stop there. James Bradley also in the area. Second down and five.
Peyton Harris in for the Rockets.
2:40 and counting. Here in the fourth, Rockets on top, 48-17. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off up the middle. This is Noah Nida in space. He's at the 40, 45. He'll be brought down. Ball comes loose at the 50 on a big hit. That was Brandon Davis. Excuse me, that was Keyshawn Catlett with the big hit on Noah Nida, who lost the football, but North Bullitt recovers at the 49-yard line. 2:25 in the clock. Running close to the end of this game. First and 10 from the North Bullitt 49. Stick around. We'll recap tonight's game. Our post-game comments. Pass over the middle here, complete to Nate Johnson. Had a pretty big night for North Bullitt, the wide receiver position. Got a catch good to the Rockets' 41-yard line and good for another first down. Clock now at 1:46. Hand off up the middle. This is Noah Nida again. Gain of about, let's call it seven yards on that one. He's down to the 34. He's second and three with 1:25 left.
That's freshman Brandon Richardson in there. He's in on that tackle.
Shelby County going to go to three wins and one loss on the year. Man comes in motion here. Brown going to look to throw right side. He's got Commissar in the open field. He's going to be brought down inside the 10 on a nice completion. A slant route here in single coverage. Commissar brought down by Garen Edwards. And with under a minute to play, North Bullitt trying to tack on a little more. Shelby County on top, 48-17. Head official signals for the clock to continue to run. First and goal from the 7-yard line. Here's a handoff around the left side. This is Nate Johnson spinning inside the 5 before being brought down. The clock's still running at 40 seconds. See if North Bullitt tries to get another playoff. They've got plenty of time for at least one more play. Clock at 27 seconds. Brown in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Going to hand off up the middle. And that's good for a North Bullitt touchdown. A run through the middle of the line. Trying to see who that was, but I believe it was going to be Nida on the touchdown run. Noah Nida. About a 4-yard run. And North Bullitt with 23 points now, 48-23 with 15 seconds left on the clock. Tyler Commissar, the kicker, will come on to add the extra point. Good snap, good hold. This is a low kick. He missed that badly. I'm pretty sure the holder on that one lost grip of the football. And a low kick means Jason Franks of the Courier-Journal is going to get part of his prediction right tonight.
What did he have?
He had a 35-23 score. But it's 48-23. Shelby County has dominated tonight in the second half. And they're on their way to win number three, the third in a row for Todd Shipley and his bunch, before heading on the road next week. take on Bullitt East down in Mount Washington.
I was trying to pick up a score from Bullitt East and Spencer County, and nothing's been posted yet.
Bullitt East came into tonight's game 0-3. Of course, we've talked about some of their struggles, but it's been a hard luck year for them schedule-wise and playing-wise. Collins, of course, hosted Bullitt East, and they went into a shootout over there. I believe the final over there that night was 55-52. Shelby County right now leading 48-23 with 15 seconds left. We're awaiting the ensuing kickoff from North Bullitt.
You know, this is a good win for the Rockets. North Bullitt coming in here at 3-0 in Class 5A. You know, they beat J-Town, they beat Southern, Woodford County.
Right.
But I think looking at scores a while ago that Southern put a whipping on Seneca tonight. So Southern's turning out not to be, you know, it'd be a good quality win.
A little bit of a delay here as we're waiting to kind of see what North Bowl is going to do with 15 seconds left. The game completely out of reach.
They're almost lining up like they're wanting to do an onside kick.
I believe they're going to try one.
Got a different kicker in.
Shelby County starts marching guys up into the 35, and they pop this one straight up in the air. Takes a bounce over the 10 and goes out of bounds, and no one's able to get it before a flag is thrown for illegal procedure.
That was an excellent kick. And I'm almost thinking like if one of the Rockets was waving for a fair catch, and he ended up getting hit, but the ball went on out of bounds anyway, and I'm sure we'll take it from the spot.
Ball went out of bounds at the 44. Clock did not start due to no one touching the football. So Tyler Drain trying to see who it is out there that's going to take this snap. Looks like it's
23.
That'd be Keon Stone, 22. They don't have the quarterback, Tyler Drain, out there. They're going to march 44.
Delay a game?
I don't know what's going on here.
They're illegal substitution.
Yeah, there's going to be some sort of a penalty here.
The Rockets lining up in the victory formation. Actually, his penalty was against North Bullitt.
Oh, boy. Had some hard luck. I believe they. I don't know who 44 is. Colin O'Hare. I believe he's in there to take the knee, and he'll down it. A little curious. I don't see Tyler Drain anywhere on the sideline, but nonetheless, clock going to tick towards zeros, and this one is over. Shelby County on a three-game win streak now after defeating North Bullitt 48-23 here from Robert Doyle Stadium.